want to thank the Lord for his grace. In some ways, it's been a difficult year for us. Our family's been very busy. But we find that God's grace is sufficient. And it's always amazing when you look back and you say, how did I get through that, or how did we handle that? And the answer is always the same. It's the grace of God. I remember one time I was going through a trial, and, you know, the enemy likes to take advantage of us when we're going through difficulties. He'll start to put doubt and fear into our hearts, and sometimes at night you're lying down and your mind starts going, and you begin to develop different scenarios as to what could happen. And I remember I was doing that, and then the Lord seemed to comfort me with a thought about his grace. Well, what if this happens? What if, you know, this situation arises? Well, the Lord said to me, well, I'll help you through that. My grace is sufficient for that. And then I came up with another one, which was a little bit more difficult, and same answer. His grace will help me through that. There'll be grace for me. Jesus will enable me. And I couldn't come up with any problem that God couldn't handle. And the Holy Spirit just made that real to me over and over again. The grace of God, sometimes we define that as God's help. I like to think of it as the enablement, Jesus in me, enabling me to do what God wants me to do and to be what God wants me to be. It's not something he gives me apart from himself, but it's the life of Jesus in me, that he is that grace, and he enables me. And I can trust him for that, no matter what comes my way. And maybe you're in a situation tonight. You're in a situation, and you're maybe fearful that it might get worse. Well, just bring it to Jesus. He's the one that will see you through any problem. He has a reason why he allows things to develop the way they do. And usually it's so that he can bring forth a greater victory in our lives. I saw in the Bible recently, I was reading, and David was battling with this army, and then some other army came to aid his enemies, and another army came to aid his enemies. And it looked like the situation was getting worse, but it was just that God wanted to win a greater victory. And not only did David defeat the initial army that he was fighting, but because others came to help them, they also were defeated, and God got greater glory. And so I praise God for that. I think I may have mentioned the story before, but there was, out on Long Island, where I grew up, there was a pastor named Pastor Norville, and he was a Swedish man, and he pastored an Assembly of God church out there. And years ago, he was a missionary to Africa. And in those days, they didn't travel by plane, but they traveled by boat. And so he was on this ship, and he was heading to Africa, and they had a terrible storm, and the boat was really bouncing up and down, and the wind was blowing, and the waves were splashing over the deck, and he really was frightened, and he wondered if they'd get through, and he saw the captain, so he got over to the captain, and he asked him, he said, did you ever see a storm like this before? And the captain smiled at him and said, oh, you mean this little breeze? And he said, when that captain said, this little breeze, oh, my fear just drained out of me. If he thinks this is a little breeze, then he must have been through worse, and we're going to get through this no problem. And they did. And then he said, some years later, he was traveling back to America, and they were going through a storm, and he saw these two little old ladies, and they were so frightened. And they came over to him, and they asked him, did you ever see a storm like this before? And he said, you mean this little breeze? And they had the same effect. Oh, they were so relieved. Now, he didn't know anything about the storm. But he said, you know, we come to Jesus and we say, Lord, you know, this problem. And what if this happens? And did you ever see anything like this? And Jesus, the captain of our salvation, says, oh, you mean this little breeze? And he's the only one that can really say that, because he has weathered all of life's storms for us. The greatest suffering that man can endure, Jesus Christ has gone through that. And he has weathered that, and he has gone through by the grace of God, and he has come through victorious. And so there's nothing that can happen in our lives, no sickness, no problem, that we have to fear, but we can bring it to Jesus, and he'll just make us to know that he has paid the price in full, and that he is able for whatever we may face in this life. He's gone through it all, and he's won the victory for us. In the world you'll have tribulation, he said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so that's why we can rejoice in our trials, because he has overcome.
All his grace is sufficient for me, and his love is abundant and free. And what joy fills my soul just to know, that his grace is sufficient.
Well, we have a songwriter here tonight. He wrote a verse to that song. We had a couple that were the actual verses written by the same person who wrote the chorus, but I guess what was there was not sufficient. So Brother Kenny added a verse to his grace is sufficient, and we think it's the best verse of the three or four. How does it go anyway? Many times I... Is that right? I feel discouraged. Oh, let us keep our eyes on Jesus, right? Let us keep our eyes on Jesus.
Roll on him my every care. Thank and praise him for the victory as we call on him in prayer. We must never be discouraged as we run this Christian race, but plunge in to the rivers of his grace. For his grace is sufficient for me, and his love is abundant and free. And what joy fills my soul just to know that his grace is sufficient for me.
Let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Roll on him our every care. Thank and praise him for the victory as we call on him in prayer. You take the rest.
We must never be discouraged as we run this Christian race, but plunge into the rivers of his grace.
So we have it now, right? Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
Roll on him our every care. Thank and praise him for the victory as we call on him in prayer. We must never be discouraged as we run this Christian race, but plunge into the rivers of his grace. For his grace is sufficient for me, and his love is abundant and free. And what joy fills my soul just to know that his grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.